Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have seen a bunch with Herbert drafted by the Dolphins over Tua.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at one on CBS Sports where they got first one there. The guy didn't even have the Dolphins drafting a quarterback.
That's stunning. Yeah, I mean,
who's he got? Isaiah Simmons or someone
No, he's got Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, there are rumors that they're trying to trade up to get a tackle.
And Valdez would immediately fire that GM. He would say, you're boring.
No, that's fine.
Draft capital.
That's fine for the real-life draft, but for our shenanigan mock draft,
I see.
It's zero fun.
No, but if I were Stephen Ross, who I believe owns the Dolphins, and my GM walks in and says, I'm thinking of trading up to get an offensive lineman, you're going to get a write-up. You're getting written up right there. and the guy who's second in command, I'm going to make you first in command.
You know what would have been huge and would have added an incredible element is if the boys behind the glass, and now it would have taken some work, Valdez, but if you had put together like a 6 to 10 second clip of each player. So after they're selected, you play the clip, boom, right there.
We have that.
Those for the station, but Grant and Danny and those guys were playing them yesterday, so.
That's all right. I can use them.
You think we can't recycle those?
We're trying to get 20 picks in.
20 hey, picks?
We got nothing but time.
I'm cool with 20 picks.
This entire show should be NFL draft.
Yeah, let's start. Play with the mock at 6:20.
Yeah, we could still do 20 picks, but I think you should play the clips.
We'll do a new draft every hour.
Do you have 20 players?
I have to go through it.
There's
I might not have some for some players, but I definitely have a lot.
Right now, we're scheduled to do our mock draft at 8:20. Should mention J.P. Finley from NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 7:20 to give us the latest on the Redskins, on the Trent Williams rumors, and more. And then also Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, will join us at 9:40. So we're all over the NFL draft throughout the show this morning.
So I'm looking at the CBS Sports. They have a whole rack of guys picking there on their website. And there's one guy that doesn't have the Redskins selecting Chase Young with the second pick. Mm-hmm. He's got them actually pulling off the trade with the Dolphins. But it only nets them one other first rounder. This would be disappointing. Valdez would be upset. So they swap the 2 and the 5, and then they get the 18 and maybe something later, I don't know, in his sort of mock trade. I just can't see this happening. The Dolphins move up to 2 to take Herbert. And then he's got the Skins taking Tristan Wirfs, the O-lineman from Iowa, which, okay, I mean, it's a need, but, man, it's a snoozer, right? And then then he has him taking Clavon Chason, is that how you say his name, from LSU? So, I don't know. I would want more capital than that.
He's a linebacker from LSU.
No. Who's the one guy who?
Tom Fornelli.
Tom Fornelli, okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of draft.
But you know what?
His Q rating in the draft world is low.
See,
it's pretty low.
All those guys are doing what Valdez wants us to do. They just want to make a splash and just be different.
Right. Yeah. Now, to be fair, it looks like Fornelli hasn't updated his mock since April 14th.
That's been 10 days. That's
worthless almost.
Yeah. Please. You
know. What was the – I heard yesterday on the radio that Jay Glazer had – I don't know if he tweeted this – that he's got big news, like breaking news before the draft.
It's a couple days old.
What was it?
That was
one of the guys that tested positive for the corona, and then he got mocked because people are like, it's no big deal, stupid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was like, what do you mean? It's breaking news. First NFL player to have the corona.
And not mocked in a good way, like mock drafted good. Yeah, like mocked.
No.
Yeah, scorned.
He kind of had to walk it back a little later and kind of admit, okay, it wasn't that big a deal. But
gotcha.
You know. Because, like, teams were freaking – everybody's freaking out. What's this breaking news that he has? Because people do – you know, they recognize that Jay Glazer breaks news. But this one was kind of a dud. You know, when, like, Tom Hanks gets it, it's no big deal. It's not that big a deal when somebody young and healthy. And, like, all those NBA guys, they seem to skate it right through it, right?
Yep.
You're young and fit and silly – you're probably not going to have much of an issue with this thing at all.
So I saw the Skins were working out over at the bubble in Redskins Park yesterday. Was that yesterday? I guess it was.
I didn't know they're allowed to do that.
They claimed that they were still socially distancing somehow. They
had,
I mean, number one, you're not supposed to have organized team activities, and it seemed a little organized. They were trying to claim that it wasn't organized. So Darius Geis, of course, who's all over social media, tweeted a picture and said, grind never stops.
Right.
And apparently a team source says the pictures don't look great, but the guys understand the seriousness of the situation and they're doing their best to keep their distance. I mean, the picture looked like, I don't know, five or six guys just kind of hanging out. I mean, they're not
completely
on top of each other.
Right.
But
well, the 3 feet away, maybe, instead of six or
whatever.
It
has to look better than when he did the picture with the models.
With the 10 girls? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was that was totally.
Why that one set me off.
Yeah. A team spokesperson said that all of the players at the facility, which was the bubble, were rehabbing injuries and fall under a loud exception to be in the building.
Yeah, because I was going to say the NFL had issued a statement that they couldn't have access to the building. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess you're allowed to rehab.
Right. All right.
But just the one picture there, it looks like when I looked at it, I was like, oh, they're running routes. Now, I don't know that there's a quarterback there.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah. I'm sure they're doing some stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you're just inviting criticism. They can't help themselves, though. The ADs are too great.
Payoff.
I just don't understand. Why are you releasing those pictures?
Because he's 22 or 23 years old, however he is, and he loves the gram.
Right.
That's why. That's
you know people
exactly
are going to flip out about it.
Well, it's not as bad as the girl picked, where he had like 8 different girls and he was, you know, under 10.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, right.
Which, you know, violates the complete spirit of the whole thing.
So here's the question, Cakes. Can Jason Bishop stay up for the entire first round tonight? That's the question.
It kicks
depends
off
on what you drink.
8 p.m.?
I mean, I'd probably only have glass of wine with dinner or maybe cocktail.
That's enough to make you sleepy.
I'm not going to go crazy.
It's only 10 minutes between picks now, correct, in the first round?
Yeah, but 10? It usually still takes like 3 or 4 hours, Cakes.
Oh, it'll go to 11.
You will not stay up for the entirety. There's no way.
Yeah,
my guy, Alex, who hooked me up with Nat's playoff tickets, was it last year, year before? I can't even remember. He sent me, I don't know if you guys got it too, but he sent me a little small little thing of Johnny Walker Blue.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
He knows that's my fave.
Fancy.
And destroyed it last night.
The whole bottle?
Well, it was a smaller bottle, so it looked like a half size.
Okay.
But, yeah.
You're not
hung
over?
My head hurts a little bit.
No assistance from anybody else?
I did have a little assistance from my boy. We did have a little assistance. We went through it. But, yeah.
That's aggressive.
And it made me sleepy. So, like, last night I got to bed at record time for me, which is like 10:30.
Well, alcohol is a sedative, last time I checked. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But I do know that it usually soothes system.
But I get how Jason falls asleep so early because he starts drinking around 4 or 5.
Right.
And by
7:30,
he's freaking tired.
Well, no, here's the deal. If I stay downstairs in the living room, I can stay up. If I go up to my bed, I'm cooked, so I'm going to force myself to stay down here.
I think you'll see about a dozen, maybe 15 picks, and then it's going to kick in.
Yeah, but things can happen. A lot of things can happen after the 15 picks.
I think he's tapping out after Arizona.
Nah.
No.
He's not even going to make the double digits.
You won't make it to 10?
Nah.
Yes,
tap
I will.
Out.
Yeah, well.
He'll tap out and DVR it.
As long as I could DVR it. That's true. Get up a little bit earlier and just fast forward through all the nonsense.
All right, boys, should also mention it is Open Line Thursday, so if you want to chime in on what you want the Redskins to do or anything else, your chance to steer the show on an Open Line Thursday, which is, of course, presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com, Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. All you have to do is dial us up at 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls, and we're talking NFL draft throughout the show here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this NFL draft morning. We're going to be talking NFL draft throughout the show. And on this station throughout the day, Grant and Danny are going to have full coverage starting at 6:30 tonight. Continuing coverage of the NFL draft on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Fed Choice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times. And Fed Choice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. You can learn how we can help you at fedchoice.org, insured by NCUA. And we'll talk more NFL draft as we open up the Junkies sports page now with Mr. Bishop.
Yeah. Well, look, the sports page is all NFL draft, all right? And it's all rumors. It's all rumors.
I'm surprised you're not leading with the Tiger Phil Peyton Brady confirmation.
On NFL draft day, that cannot make the sports page.
I don't care about that right now.
I agree with this decision by Jason Bishop.
I care, just so you know.
Well, we can bring it up again. But the question is, what is going to happen with Trent? Like, when is he going to be traded? Who is he going to be traded to? Who is he going to be traded for? According to sources, multiple teams have called the Skins and are interested. All right. Now, we don't know necessarily who those teams are, but we do know that he was nearly dealt to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for tight end O.J. Howard. So that deal was apparently on the table, and they
yesterday?
Were talking. It was sometime before the Gronk deal.
I saw it was actually from a couple months ago that they kind of kicked it around. The other team that seems to be hot.
He's worth more than that, in my opinion.
Browns.
He's worth more than what?
Oh, O.J. Howard, yeah. You got to give me Howard.
Yeah, but it's a position of need, though, bro.
I know, but still.
But he's O.J. Howard.
Right. I mean, if you go by what McLuhan says, and, you know, McLuhan's a boozer, but, he, you know, you know, Trent's better than any lineman coming out right now, still.
Yeah.
So I think he's worth more than that.
If I were the Skins, I would be super horny to deal with the Browns to try to get their second round pick, which is number 41 overall. That's a relatively early second round pick.
That would be big.
What is Bill O'Brien doing? Call him. He seems to just give away stuff.
Yeah. You should always call the Texans. Always have them on the list.
Tunsil, is that who they have? Didn't they trade a boatload for him?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He had the mask on, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And but that's, you know, before coronavirus.
He had
the gas mask for smoking weed.
Yeah, he wanted that concentrated marijuana smoke.
I remember when that first came out, though, man. That was, like, shocking.
It was.
Whoa, dude.
Do you believe that Trent will be traded tonight?
Yes.
Either today slash tonight.
Today
sure seems
or
like
tonight.
It's heating
yes.
up.
Yeah. I think he will yeah. be. Because I don't think Ron Rivera and Kyle Smith and company, I don't think they want that hanging over their heads while they're trying to make their picks or trying to maneuver back into the second round if they're going to do that.
Yeah.
They don't want to deal with that. They would just rather have it done one way or another, or done or not done by the time Goodell starts the draft.
Send believe. Him to Cleveland already and get what you can get, and let's just be over it.
I can't believe they haven't dealt him already.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been trying for months. I just can't believe it hasn't happened.
It tells you that they haven't gotten great offers. They're not overwhelmed with the if they thought they were getting something decent, they'd do it.
Here's what I predict.
They got rid of Quentin Dunbar with
the
quickness.
Yeah, but are the offers just going to all of a sudden get much better in the next
They're trying to drive up a bidding
10
war.
10 hours.
Here. They're
trying
hours. To drive up a little bit of a bidding war here right before the drafts. It's, a deadline.
He will get dealt either during Grant and Danny's broadcast or during Chad Dukes' broadcast.
Right. Not during ours.
Not in this time frame. Not in this window.
Nobody breaks news during our show.
No,
so did
sadly.
Trent put out an Instagram story? Is that the deal?
Yes.
I know Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland had a reference to it, and it's just like eyeballs and hands in a prayer formation. Is he just praying he gets moved?
No, he's grasping. If there were a grasper emoji, he would put that out there.
I have to say, I saw a funny tweet from our guy, Pilkington, Gary.
Yeah.
Gary said that there were three sets of eyes. So what's got three eyes? Cincinnati. He's going to Cincinnati.
I kind of like it.
I
like that
it.
Bit.
That worked for me, yeah. Shout
Did
out
you go
to
through all the teams? Gary. Is that the only team that has three eyes?
No, but I just went with his zing. I like it.
Cleveland in the fourth round kicks has they have the 74th pick. So
that's not going to get it done. I don't think that would get it done.
You mean third round?
I'm sorry, third round. Yeah. What did I say? Second round.
Right, third round. Fourth. Doesn't matter.
Third round.
74th overall.
74th pick. Why wouldn't that get it done? 74th pick.
I think if other teams are interested, I think I might have to drive the price up a little more. I might have to grasp at a second rounder.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's what they want, but I'm not sure they're going to get the second rounder.
Once again,
I would settle for a
spectacular botch by the Redskins organization that they could have gotten a first rounder for him last year, and they thought he was going to play for him last year.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Well, the
what's
Redskins
true.
Were being led by a bumbling idiot known as Bruce Allen.
How could they not trade him for a first rounder?
Because they're stupid.
Because they thought he was going to play.
All right, Also, we're talking about Jay Glazer. He reported yesterday that Atlanta really gets sized for Chase Young.
They get steamed up.
Yeah.
Steamed up do they get?
The problem is, I mean, they're picking 16th.
Yeah, they have to give up a lot to move up that high.
Are they going
to
throw in Julio Jones? Okay, then we can start talking. But that's just not enough.
What do they have? Do they have another first-round pick?
I don't think so.
No chance.
I think they got one first rounder.
They got uno.
All right, so how about a little three-team action? A little threesome. A Jim Edmonds. Can we pull off a Jim Edmonds?
Yeah, there better be a team picking in the top 10.
Man,
you're going to have that threesome.
You really want to deal that number two, don't you?
I just want to get multiple sillies.
Mm-hmm.
Although, even though we need it desperately, I would be kind of like... If one of them was a lineman.
What if they swap this year's and then give you next year's first round and the year after's first round? So you get three first rounds, but it's spaced out.
No,
well, the issue
need...
with that is if Atlanta's decent, then you're looking at picks like 14 to 18.
Yeah.
I mean, how great are they?
No, I need a little immediate return here.
I need to deal with a team that's a loser.
If I'm not going to get
a high pick.
2 to 3 first-round talents, I'm not trading
I mean,
Chase
Atlanta
Young.
What were they, 7-9 last year? That's why they had the 16th. They're probably not going to be much worse than that. In fact, they'll probably be better.
Yeah.
And then your first-round pick, if you did the, next year's, could be like 25.
I know it's a hypothetical, and Jason just threw it out there kind of as a joke, but what if it was the pick plus Julio? Well, then I do it.
How old is Julio?
He's in his prime.
Got to be in his early 30s, maybe?
He can't be in his prime. He's past his prime.
Past
Julio?
His prime.
He's been in the league forever.
I feel like he's 100.
He's 31 already.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Calvin Ridley.
What?
Give me those young legs. I'd rather have if you're gonna come to me with a deal, I'm going to ask for Calvin Ridley over Julio.
I mean, Julio had a down year last year. He was battling some injuries. I don't think he missed many games.
He still had 1,400 yards receiving.
Yeah, he had six touchdowns. But
I would get fired as a GM because I would ask for Ridley over Julio.
This is year
10. That's what I'm going to do.
This is year 10 in the league. I think
you also wanted Gilbert Arenas over Kobe Bryant.
Well, Gilbert, Hibachi. Are people forgetting the Hibachi?
Gilbert was balling at that time.
NBC Sports Washington. Look at the Hibachi. It's heating up.
Yes.
Come on. People forget Gilbert at the peak of his powers.
Right, so, Eric, you were talking about that mock draft you saw the
CBS.
Dolphins. You saw the Dolphins taking someone other than a quarterback.
Right.
Well, Ian Rappaport reported that the Dolphins have been snooping around, trying to move up a little bit. They are apparently interested in a offensive tackle.
So I find that laughable.
Maybe it's Becton. Maybe it's Wirfs. Maybe it's Andrew Thomas out of Georgia. Maybe it's Jedrick Wilson or Willis, out of Alabama. I believe he's a right tackle.
Point. You're proving the point, Jason, is that this first round is loaded with offensive line talent, and they have three picks in the first round. Why on earth would you have to move up?
I don't believe they will.
Yeah, I don't believe that report
you
at
know,
all.
As I'm sitting here,
Maybe they're looking to move up. Maybe not necessarily from 5, but maybe from 18.
Could be.
Maybe there's a player they think will go inside the top 18 that they could snag if they moved up.
From a purely fan excitement standpoint, who do you think would move the needle the most if they let's just say they had their choice, however that it worked?
Who are we talking about, the Skins?
Yes.
Okay.
If they drafted Tua, this town would be more on fire. There'd be more buzz than if they draft Chase. And Chase could be a Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
it's a sexier position.
It'd also be more polarizing. Because a lot of people would be against it.
A lot of people would be.
But I think this town would be on fire if they drafted Tua. I mean, I just think it would be the biggest buzzworthy selection they could make.
It would be good for our business.
Oh, yeah, it would be huge.
That would be great for us.
A lot of people, there's a lot of people who would be like, what are they doing to Dwayne Haskins? This is unfair.
Right.
Then a lot of people would be sweating the injury factor. And then there would be some people excited that they're drafted Tua.
Yeah.
I think that's the move. If we want to move the needle for what we do, they got to draft Tua.
I think the pick, though, that the majority of the fan base would love is Chase.
You can't complain about Chase.
Yeah.
It's like a no-brainer.
Or if they somehow, traded down, they took Isaiah Simmons. I think the majority of the fan base
would like that, too, if you got Isaiah Simmons and another first-round pick.
Yeah, because he's versatile and he's a stud.
And he looks like he's going to be a freak.
But
and the Skins love him. Obviously, they're enamored with him. We saw those reports about a month ago.
Yeah.
But back to your Dolphin story,
there's
0% chance that they go through this draft and just stick with Josh Rosen and Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback.
Impossible.
Couldn't imagine it.
I believe that.
Yeah. But I also can't imagine Justin Herbert going 2, which is just crazy to me.
I don't think there's going to be any picks or any trades in the top 5 picks.
So people are saying, it's going to be a very, very quiet first round in terms of trading picks.
There was another story about
they're just going to try to log onto Zoom.
Yeah. There was another story about how the Redskins are kind of giving teams a deadline, too. Now, they didn't say exactly what it was, but they said that the trade, they're not waiting to the last minute during the draft. They have a supposed timeline, and that's when they're cutting off all trade talks.
Right.
Well, that's smart. I mean, you don't want something coming in at the last minute to throw you off your plan or your routine.
All right, so why don't we open up the phones? Who would you want? I mean, we all know that you've already said who you want. Who do you? I like the question of who moves the needle the most for this town. Who moves the needle the absolute most that would get this town the most fired up? I think it's if they drafted Tua. I don't know.
What if they drafted Herbert?
I just think there'd be less buzz.
I mean, they're not going to draft her, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Because, I mean, the country doesn't know him as well.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Tua. Everybody's seen him. We've heard about how great he is. You've seen a lot of his greatness, every Saturday.
What if they took Jerry Jeudy?
I think there'd be some excitement.
Now, they're not going to take him at 2, but if they somehow traded out
they
and traded
down. Like in the 10 range, something like that.
I think there would be some excitement. But it's always a little dicey. You know, all these picks are dicey, but especially like first-round receivers. It's just never, and, you know, hell, we saw that with Doxson. I mean, we see that time after time after time here.
Yeah.
So,
but again,
I don't know.
But Judy, everyone saw Judy because Bama's on TV every single week.
Exactly.
You know, he's a Bama. He's fast.
I mean, Oregon's on TV a lot, too, but they've a lot, the games were later. And you know.
I think people are going to be upset if they don't draft Chase Young for a lot of reasons. There might be some excitement about Tua, but they're going to be scared. And people are going to say, here we go again, grasping.
Well, what would get you most fired up? Either upset or excited? How about that? I like that question. What would get you most fired up?
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. Cakes, what do you think fires up the fan base the most?
I think
it
it's
would
Chase
draw
Young.
The biggest reaction.
I think Chase. Adding Chase Young and forming a potentially dominating frontline defense, I think for a fan base that has seen a terrible defense here in D.C. for a decade plus, I think he's a welcome addition.
Yeah,
I think it's Chase Young, and the fact that he's local just adds to it.
That's the other thing. He's local. Dematha kid, grew up in PG County, Upper Marlboro. Nice kid, good family. I think people love that.
I think they will, but I think it's just been sort of fait accompli for 2 months now. And, you know, it's like, what have you done for me lately? People just want something sexier at this point. But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
It could just be me.
All right, we'll take your calls next. 800-636-1067 is the number. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies, coming right back on an Open Line Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Talking NFL draft. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Our continuing coverage of the NFL draft on 106.7 The Fan, presented by FedChoice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times. And FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. You can learn how you can help at fedchoice.org, insured by NCUA.
All right, we got people lined up here. They want to chime in. Question I'm interested in, I think the boys are interested in too, is what moves the needle the most for you, positively or negatively? So if they do this, this is either going to get you the most pissed off or the most excited. What is it?
I think you're right, EB. I think it's Tua.
I think
because Tua's going to get some people angry, the people that believe they should draft Chase Young.
Yeah.
They're going to be angry that he's small, he's got an injury history, and it just seems to be same old skins.
Right.
And there's going to be some people that are going to be excited because they don't believe in Dwayne Haskins and think Tua is going to be amazing.
Right. All right, let's bang out these calls. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Roy. Roy, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Jones. How are y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Roy.
Doing all right.
What's up, Roy?
So, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm not a – I think Chase Young's going to be a great player, but I think we got a lot more needs. And y'all mentioned earlier that Miami's looking at a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we package the number two pick with Trent, you know, maybe move back, get the fifth, get a second round, and, you know, if we can, a six or something within the deal.
That ain't
get
enough.
A problem child
get
out.
More than that. Get more than that.
I mean, you just moved down in the first round, and you gave up Trent, right?
You got to get multiple picks.
You got to get multiple ones for that, Roy. We lost him. Let's go to RJ.
He just was defeated after you mocked him.
Yeah, he was crushed.
Well, hold on. He had us trading with Miami, throwing in Trent, and then –
and getting a sixth rounder.
It was it was an awful call.
And it was the worst trade in history.
We have six other people on the line. I'm not going to waste your time with that.
Just remember, Mike Ditka once gave up his entire draft to draft Ricky Williams. So every once in a while, there are donks.
That will never happen again. I mean, it just won't happen again. Nobody's going to get swindled like that for an entire draft class.
How much would you trade for Burrow?
I would probably, if I were the Redskins...
Yeah.
I don't know. They've been burned by the RG3 thing recently.
I mean, they don't have a lot of capital to move up anyway.
You know what?
Let's assume they did.
I wouldn't. That's my answer. I wouldn't.
You want to stay away.
Yeah, the price would be too steep. I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to RJ, Falls Church. RJ, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junks? First of all, the last caller's trade would definitely have made me upset, so we're not going to do that. But My nightmare scenario is the same every day as a Redskins fan, that's Dan Snyder being the owner until he's deep into his 90s. But as far as the draft goes, I would say trading out of the number two spot and just messing it up and not getting enough, making some bad picks. I mean, I think that'd be the nightmare scenario. I say just take Chase Young. I know Danny disagrees. He's all on Twitter every day talking about how it's a terrible idea, but put him with that D-line and, you know, you're going to have a good defense.
You know,
to be fair, I don't think Danny thinks it's a terrible idea. I think he believes that if they draft Chase Young, Chase Young needs to be a Reggie White, Khalil Mack type of player. He can't just be good. He has to be great.
Oh, no. He has to be like an NFL MVP candidate.
Right.
Yeah.
He has to be.
Well, he can be.
He can. Let's go to Steve in Silver Spring. Steve, what's up? I think this is a kid. Steve.
Yes, this is the kid. I called about Stop the Ref, I don't know how long ago now.
Oh, yeah. Right. I remember that.
Go ahead.
I just want to give you a quick update.
All right.
So I've actually been blocked by four major celebrities.
Right. Go ahead.
Kay Adams of NFL Network. Kyle Brandt of NFL Network. Jerry Rice's Goat Fuel and Brian Jackson.
Right.
So you're getting some good morning football love.
All right,
from
so
two
far, I would say none of them are major celebrities, but that's fine.
Well, two of them are on TV every day on the NFL Network.
True.
Not bad.
But go ahead. But why is that? Why are you so excited about that?
Because people, at least I'm getting recognized by someone.
All right, but you've obviously just annoyed them.
Well, that's fine with me at this point. Like,
yeah, so you're going with the Rom attention dollars bit.
Well, how did you?
Why are you hating on the kid?
I mean, I just don't understand the angle.
How did you annoy him?
How did I annoy him? Well, I sent all of them an email, and then I sent them a follow-up email
because
they didn't respond after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What are you asking for? What are you
got blocked?
Yeah. What are you asking for in the emails?
I'm asking if, like, if they could help me, if they could at least look at it or something.
Look at what?
They don't respond.
Stop the refs, EB. Are you not comprehending?
No, I know. Believe me, he stalks my IG, but I don't understand. What does that mean, stop the refs? It means nothing. What does stop the refs mean?
It's his movement.
Get rid of instant replay. Add a sky judge and put a chip on the football. Like,
right.
Put two chips in the football so that you can tell when it crosses the goal line.
You know, I have a feeling that Steve's going to grow up to be a maniac. Or do you don't like torture pets or anything, do you?
No, of course not. I'm
That's
not.
Quite
I'm
a stretch.
Not,
yeah.
I'm
okay.
not a psycho.
Okay.
I guarantee you. I just spend too much time watching football.
All right, so hold on. What exactly you want to put a chip in the football and then what happens again?
He wants
chips.
To eliminate the refs.
Oh, eliminate the refs.
No. I want to get rid of instant replay. I want to add a sky judge. And I want to put a chip in the football so you know when it crosses the goal line.
Yeah, but then you're going to need replay, aren't you?
No, you're not, because you can connect the chips to the pylon, and it can send a signal to the sky judge up in the press box.
Right. Well, where's the chip going to be?
It's just quicker and more efficient.
I understand. Is the chip going to be at the tip of the football? Or?
No, there's going to be two different chips. There's going to be one that says what the angle of the football is,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another is where it is on the field.
Right.
So you can tell if, like, the tip of the ball is on the goal line or not.
And who's going to get that feedback? The
ref? Sky judge.
The sky judge?
The sky judge. The guy up in the press box. We're going to add that. So it's like an instant replay replacement.
Is that even possible? Is there a chip out there that would...
Sounds like Skynet.
Would notify you if the ball hit the ground or not?
He works for Intel?
People can make one.
Well, You know what? We thought they could make a freaking vaccine for Corona, too. It's going to take 2 years.
Well,
I think the chip technology is a little bit closer because, I mean, just think of your watches. People have Apple Watches or Garmin.
Steve just loves to hate on instant replay. He hates all refs and he hates replay.
You can monitor your sleep now with your sleep number bed. I mean, there's you can figure out the technology.
Stop the refs.
Right.
Ed Hockley. Sorry for the voice crack.
Stop the refs.
Ed Hockley actually followed Stop the Refs.
You know what he's doing? He's stopping our ratings.
Valdez, hold on.
This caller is stopping our ratings.
I love you guys.
What? Listen, Valdez, what is your take on Steve? He's an aggressive entrepreneurial kid. I'll give him that.
I will give him credit. He's very persistent. But my take is
I don't care. I don't care.
Very good. Well played.
Steve, are you a DeMatha kid?
Yes, I am. I'm a freshman.
Now I like him even more.
That's a lot.
But think about it. This kid's persistent.
That's trouble.
He's like 14 years old. He stalks my Instagram. He posts all the time, says, I'm going to call tomorrow. I'm going to call tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, and then I guess he's stalking the guys at the NFL Network.
He loves Open Line Thursday.
He's very obsessed with...
Yes, I do love Open Line Thursday.
That's what we do.
Very obsessed with football.
Steve, what do you get sized for more, refs or Seton girls?
Definitely refs.
Yeah.
I mean, this hustle that he has...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.